Hello, and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. I am Ben Heckendorn.
And I am Jason Jones.
Yes. And in today's podcast, which is only somewhat slightly delayed, we are going to be discussing space and Egypt.
Because we can.
Right. We talked about discussing those in the last podcast, but then it turned into an Indiana Jones / Steven Spielberg discussion. Which, looking back now, probably was not really worth our effort, considering the dubious quality of Indiana Jones 4.
Yes. Less than good would be a good way to describe that movie.
Well, you were a lot more apologetic about it than I was, so...
Yeah, but it's definitely got issues.
Yes. I sat there thinking about what I would do later that night, and Grand Theft Auto, and when will this be over, so...
Did you think about that you would never get those 2 hours back?
I wasn't that bad. I reserved that only... I know you like this movie, but The Village made me think that.
Really?
Yeah. That's...
But it's got Slick Willy Hurd in it and Sigourney Weaver.
What is the big deal with Slick Willy Hurd? I know it's fun to say that, but... I mean, I guess he's an okay actor.
He's
but...
awesome.
Okay, what about Slick Willy Hurd versus Jeff Bridges?
Oh, wow, that's a...
I'd
have to go with Jeff Bridges.
The dude?
Yeah, I like them both, but I guess if one had to live and one had to die, I'd have to go with Jeff Bridges getting a pass. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, though.
Slick Willy Hurd. Isn't Slick Willy Hurd in the new Hulk movie?
Yep.
Hmm.
So,
I wonder if anyone's going to go see that.
I don't see why they would, but... I really don't. I don't know. I just... It's like people apparently didn't want to go to the first one, so why would they want to go to this one?
Well, some people went to it. I mean, it made some money.
I liked the first movie, but... I liked the fact that it was more serious and dark in nature, and I guess that irked a lot of fans, but whatever.
Well, I mean, it would have been cool if he would have fought, you know, bad guys instead of just, like, running away from the military for the whole movie. Maybe that would be different this time.
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how they changed the entire cast with kind of, like, I wouldn't say A-minus stars, but...
Yeah, because they put... What was it? Liv Tyler is Jennifer Connelly now. And then Edward Norton is Eric Bana, which I guess that's probably a one-for-one there. But we'll have to see if Liv Tyler, you know, steps up and throws something at a mirror and screams at it so she can get nominated for an Oscar. But probably won't happen.
Yes. Well, you know, if Jennifer Connelly would have had animal crackers on her stomach, that probably would have been Oscar-worthy.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Jennifer Connelly's stomach, after all, so...
Which contains no sandwiches. So apparently they're making Transformers 2 already.
Yep. And it's going to have Dwight from The Office in it.
Lovely.
Quality. Hey, I'll go see it.
I probably will, too.
Ha!
Okay,
Michael Bay could be the savior of summer action movies, as sad as that could be to say.
Well, he still makes 80s-style movies, you know.
Yep, he just blows shit up. He doesn't really care too much about having a plot, and it's just about action, pretty much.
That's true.
Which nowadays everybody seems to feel like their movies have to have like some higher purpose or greater meaning than just being entertainment.
Well, you know, the only... I mean, I've liked every Michael Bay movie I've seen except for the first Bad Boy, so I guess I can't really hold anything against him.
Yeah, he doesn't make great movies, but they're fun in their own way.
I secretly like Armageddon.
That one's alright.
I don't really have...
Basically, if you dispatch the animal crackers scene, there's really nothing wrong with
that. And the guns
movie.
In space.
Well, yeah. That's right, we were going to investigate guns in space.
Oh, wow. You mean if you shot a gun in space?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up. Maybe Wall-E will do it.
But the island kicked ass.
Oh, that's right.
I liked that movie a lot.
I guess I'd have to part ways with you on that one, because I didn't feel like, you know, I wanted my 2 hours of my life back, but yeah, I just thought it was, you know, felt like I'd seen it before, you know. It was like,
yeah, I suppose.
That THX 1138 or whatever that number was.
Yeah, see, I've never seen that, so.
It's, yeah, so, okay. Imagine, okay, so to explain to you what THX 1138 is like, imagine the island, but they stay inside the thing the whole time and less action.
Okay, so boring, basically.
Yeah. It's just like the movie Equilibrium is like 1138 with guns.
Okay.
So, yeah, George Lucas, you know, he used to be you know, groundbreaking and stuff, and now he has people swinging with monkeys on vines.
Ugh.
Lame.
And monkeys being thrown off cliffs, but...
catching branches.
They hang on.
Oh, God, that pissed me off. Is this the same Steven Spielberg who had a dinosaur eat a dog?
Yeah.
Remember back in the 90s when all these dogs were always living in all these movies? You know, a nuclear bomb would go off in Los Angeles or whatever, and then Will Smith's dog would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like every movie the dog lived. I mean, it's true. And then Steven Spielberg's like, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to have a dinosaur eat a dog. Now,
and it was awesome.
10 years later, you know, Cate Blanchett throws a monkey off a cliff and it catches a branch.
Yeah, going into it, I really didn't want to, you know, jump on the whole George Lucas poisons things he's involved in thing, because, as has been mentioned before, I do like the prequels, but...
I like the prequels better than Indiana Jones 4.
Yeah, I could definitely tell with Indy 4 that Lucas was heavily involved in it, because, I mean, just look at what Spielberg's done in the last 10 years, and what Lucas has done in the last 10 years, and figure out whose fingerprints are on Indy 4 more.
Yeah, it
sure as hell ain't the guy that made AI, Minority Report, and Munich.
Or even Hook.
Yeah.
Your pizza? No!
Rufio.
You remember that part in Port Washington where you had that black wig on and the eye patch? And
yep.
Went around doing Dustin Hoffman impressions.
That's right, it was awesome.
Hook is like one of those movies, like Fifth Element, where it didn't get very good reviews or make a lot of money, but it seems like everybody likes it.
Yeah, that's true.
I bet Dale likes it.
He should.
Yes.
Wow, we're talking about Spielberg and
again. We've got to stop.
Yeah, Indy 4, if you haven't gone to it yet, don't.
Seems like it's held up pretty good, so people must still be going to it.
Yeah, go see Iron Man or something, which I did finally see, and it was pretty cool.
Or Sex and the City, or anything. Or Wall-E.
Or Zohan, or something.
I wasn't surprised about that Panda movie making all that money.
Oh, no.
So I'd seen that trailer in theaters, and people, for some reason, found it amusing. So.
Yeah. People like animated animals.
Yes.
For whatever reason, so. Whatever.
Yes, and they get enough chances to watch animated animal movies these days. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay, what about tech news? So apparently there's a new iPhone coming out.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, $200? That's like pretty reasonable.
Yeah, feel free in the comments below to express your rage if you bought one last year for $500.
Yeah, and it's... Last year, the 8-gig one was $500, and the 4-gig was the cheaper one that nobody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, man, I just bought a new cell phone the other day, and I thought about the iPhone, although I would have had to kick myself in the ass if I bought it, but I considered it. I will be honest.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I mean, to me, the biggest things playing against it for me have always been the price, which now isn't as big of a deal, and then the fact that it's only AT&T.
Yeah. Well, and the price, you know... I don't think there's like any kind of rebates or ways to bring it down like with a regular cell phone.
No.
It's pretty much like you will pay $200. I think the big thing was the data plan.
Yeah, it's seemed kind of spendy. But.
Well, when I got my phone renewed, I realized that like even my plan was like kind of old and grandfather clause or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't even get that many minutes for that price anymore. Unless you keep your contract and you still have it, so... Because it's weird, like before, because since I'm 32, I don't buy a new cell phone every 8 months, but...
What are you trying to say?
Well, there's probably this concept out there that I'm some sort of tech guru or something,
yeah.
And I'm really not. I mean, not really.
Well, you just get the stuff that is actually useful to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got this calculator here. Where is that thing? I've got a calculator that is almost 20 years old, and I actually just used it today.
Nice.
And it still works. Anyway,
didn't you say the other day that something like a billion cell phones get made each year?
I read that, and the average American buys a new one every 18 months.
Jesus.
So I guess, you know, there's... that would be like what? Like probably 100 million new ones every year just in America, and add in China, and South Korea is probably like 90% of the market, so...
Yeah.
That's nuts. And not just think Wally is going to have to pick those all up.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's got job security.
You notice in Wally, they don't really explain what the movie's about in the commercials.
Yeah, I think...
Probably there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I think because... I know we watched a trailer for it one time, and they did actually show, like, the human stuff in it, where he actually gets off the planet on the ship or whatever, and that looked a lot less interesting to me than, like, just him going around in the trash.
But they don't establish that the humans all weigh 400 pounds and can't even walk anymore.
Yeah.
After centuries of rampant consumerism.
Which is a good comment on society. I'm interested to see what they do with that.
Oh, when I first heard the plot for that movie, like, a couple of years ago, I'm like, oh my god. It's a robot that's left on Earth for 600 years to clean up trash. I mean, I will see this movie. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen an animated movie in the theater, but I'll go see that, so...
Yeah, note to Hollywood, just put a robot in your movie and Ben will see it.
Hey, robot, look at the Iron Man, Transformers, I don't know about Wall-E, but robots are back!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Wall-E will make money.
If you want my $8, robots!
That's all it takes. Spend $200 million and put some robots in it, and you've got $8 guaranteed coming
your
way.
It's like, wow, only $199,992,000 left to go. what else? Oh, yeah, so there's rumors about a Blu-ray and the Xbox again.
Yeah.
I really can't see that happening. I mean,
yeah.
Their cost reductions are just now making them money, so why increase their costs?
Yeah, and I don't see a huge demand for Blu-ray yet, anyways. It's just, you know, it's not going to catch on until Microsoft craps out whatever the new Xbox is going to be in a couple of years, probably.
Hey, Metal Gear Solid comes out this week.
Oh, yeah. The game you can watch, from what I've read.
Oh, you've read that already?
Yeah. Well, just about, like, these long cutscenes and...
But all those games are like that.
Supposedly, like, the end of the game, I mean, this is probably all rumor and whatever, but it's supposedly it's like a 90-minute cutscene at the end of it.
That's like a movie!
I know. It's like, wow, that's kind of ridiculous. I guess we'll see if it's true or not, but...
That sounds like... There was a lot of cutscenes in the other ones, but...
Somebody said in, like, one of the last ones they made that there was, like, a cutscene in it that was close to a half hour long.
Really?
I don't know which
one
it was, though.
Well, 90 minutes sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just, like, you know, jacking off by the producer or something of the game.
I just beat Metal Gear Solid 3 last summer, and I'm sure the ending was... might have been, like, 10.
Yeah.
What about Grand Theft Auto? The credits for that is... God, it's probably like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It was long enough that the controller timed out and turned off. Just pedestrian voices alone is probably like 5 minutes of credits. It's insane.
God, I'm trying to think what other game I played where, yeah, the credits went on so long that the controller actually shut off. Can't remember what it was, but yeah, it's quite the cruise involved in making games compared to the old Atari days where one guy could crank one out if he wanted to.
And they wouldn't even say what their name was.
And there's going to be a Guitar Hero Metallica game now, apparently, so... I don't know about this crap. It's like, now it looks like we might get a band-themed Guitar Hero every 6 months, and then... whatever the main Guitar Hero releases once a year now.
And they're ripping off Rock Band.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
Are you okay, here's a question. Would you get Guitar Hero 4?
I would if... Well, I'll probably get it, just because I mainly play guitar on the games anyways, so I'd probably just buy the standalone version of it. if the song, if, you know, if it's got good songs and
well,
shit.
Well, you think the Rock Band microphone would work. I mean, it's a USB microphone.
Yeah, I just think, like,
hope.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the drums aren't going to be compatible, because from pictures I've seen, there's, like, an extra pad, but I don't quite know how they're going to work that yet. I guess it's still, like, you know, 5-6 months until that game comes out. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, and in the end, I think it's a good thing, because Rock Band's got some competition now, so they got to step up their game and
stop
trying to educate people on music and bring out music that people know.
Was that Saturday night? Yeah, when we were playing Rock Band.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, maybe we could talk about that, you know. Let's not talk about it the whole time, because we got to talk about Egypt and Space eventually.
Yeah, that could be like a mini-topic here. We could talk
about
Rock Band and
insert
what's wrong
mini
with
topic.
It.
Yeah, things that are wrong with Rock Band. Well, thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Rock Band's pretty cool. I mean, me and Ben obviously like it a lot, and we've played it a great deal, and there's a lot of other people out there that have, too. But one of the issues is they've created this beast of the weekly downloadable content, which is great and everything, and for quite a while they did a pretty good job with it, but now in, like, the last couple of months, they've really seemed, for the most part, to be straying into some sort of territory where now they feel obligated to try to educate people on music or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's... I can appreciate, you know, trying to, you know, bring out some stuff that people might not know as well, but you gotta balance that out with well-known stuff, because Rock Band's big draw is that it's a great party game, but it's a party game that's based off of music, and to really get people geeked up who might not otherwise be all, you know, excited to play a video game, you've got to have songs on there that people know, so they're willing to pick up the microphone or whatever and get in there and jam out to it.
Right.
I mean, you know, Judas Priest's first album, I mean, yeah, they're a bigger band, and yeah, maybe that was some sort of great album, but I've loved metal music for the better part of my life, and I've never heard that album, and I don't give a shit about it.
And what song's not on that album? The only Judas Priest song most people know. Breaking the Law.
Yeah.
Not there.
And it's...
Or the Cars album. I actually bought that since I knew most of the songs.
Yeah.
But there's tons of stuff that's not on there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, from their other albums, but yeah, why not just release the greatest hits or... You know?
Yeah, that was something we kind of touched on. We were talking about it the other day, too, is I can... Now they've released a couple of albums, and there's another one coming out this month. And from what I've seen, like, people buying the whole album, like, those sales aren't that high. It's, you know, people are going out and picking out the two or three tracks they want and not buying the whole album. And so I could see maybe Harmonix kind of changing their strategy and going over to trying to make, like, a 10-pack of, you know, the Cars, or a 10-pack of Nirvana, and
yeah,
not necessarily
almost,
limited to an
to
album.
The model that the recording industry has where, you know, you buy 12 songs, get the two songs you want.
Yeah.
And in this internet age of interwebs and tubes, that just doesn't fly. Well, then, yeah, we were discussing that the other night after playing through that Cars album. And then, like with karaoke, you know, you can go with karaoke, and pretty much any song you can think of, they probably have, unless they are a sucky karaoke person. Which is what people want.
Yeah.
And it's too bad you couldn't do that with a video game. Why not have some sort of online database of all this music? And if you want a certain song, it streams it in or downloads it really quickly, and then you run it. I mean, it should be possible.
Yeah, and you could pay a monthly subscription fee or something like that to be able to have access to the music, you know, a la the Zune Marketplace.
Right, and something like that, you know, would be harder to do with a guitar game, but if you just had, like, a karaoke game, in theory...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd still have to program it to match the notes, but, I mean, all that data is already out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Because instead of, like, oh, well, do you know the song? No, I don't know that song. I don't know the song. I don't know that song.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the whole band going in Rock Band, the drums and the guitars are one thing, because you see the notes. But if you don't know the song, you pretty much can't sing it, unless you have that easy. That's kind of a problem, especially when a lot of these songs, even on the main disc, weren't necessarily songs that people knew.
Yeah.
And then when a lot of the DLC is the same way, it's kind of a problem.
That's one thing they should have on Rock Band also, is kind of like a party mode, almost, where you don't necessarily have to worry about failing out.
Because
for the vocals and stuff, you know, then people might be more apt to give it a whirl on songs they don't know that well, because they'd be like, well, I don't have to worry about failing out. So it... Because, yeah, like, we did that Welcome Home song the other night just because it's a cool song and all that, but I didn't know the lyrics at all, but I sang it anyway, and I put it on easy, and I managed... I think I did fail at one... No, I didn't fail at any part in that one, but we made it through all the way, but still, it's like, I don't know what the hell the lyrics are to this song. You know, it would have made more sense to have some 80s hair bands in there where people know these songs.
And that's definitely something Guitar Hero does better. And, like, if you look at all the songs on Rock Band, well, you know, all the ones I had downloaded as well were in there, but still, by decade, like, a good deal of 70s stuff, what was it, like, 20, 70 songs? Like,
you had 25, 70s songs, and then there were, like, 12, 80s,
yeah.
And then, like, almost 30, 90s, I think, and then, like, 20-some, 2000s.
Right, so the 80s definitely are lacking, and I don't know if they do that because of demographics, but, you know, even younger people, they remember in, like, 80s music,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and, you know, the thing is, like, the 80s music isn't necessarily, like, my favorite stuff in the world, but it's shit that would be fun to have at a party, and people would get excited if they see it. Like I even remember when I got Guitar Hero 3, and I saw that Talk Dirty to Me was on there. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite song in the world by any means, but I'm like, oh, this is kind of funny and cool that this song is on here. And it's just, you know, a fun song to play, and, you know, people, like, I've gone out to karaoke and stuff, and almost every time we've gone out, that song gets sung by some woman at some point.
What song?
Talk Dirty to Me.
It does?
Yeah. I know it did out in Mount Horeb the other, when I went with you, like...
Someone sang that?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't remember.
It might not be every time, but I've heard it a couple of times, and I haven't exactly gone out karaokeing very many times in my life.
Well, there's songs you do hear every time.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, you hear that every time. That song about the crazy bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Friends in Low Places. It was funny, at Dale's Bachelor Party, Adam Ray and I were talking about that. These songs that are played too much. Oh, yeah, I told you that my new idea is, like, see if we can get Adam to do a theme song.
Oh, yes.
I don't know, maybe I could pay him some money or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he'd be up for it.
Oh, well, that's something we could talk about. Possumus Man. Yes, I decided that we're going to do Possumus Man 2.
Because it should be easy and quick.
Yes, but... And per Mike adds that it's not going to have a script, just an outline, which... Well, at least we know what scenes there are in the outline for scheduling purposes. It should be interesting.
Yeah.
See, I think it might actually make it slower to film if we don't know exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But... You know, like, it says, like, stoner boyfriend looks at possum and dies. You know, it's like, okay, we don't know how, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've started the possum outfit and the head, and it has a hinged jaw this time and blood ejectors. And it could blow smoke out its nostrils, and it's going to be non-water soluble, unlike the first one made out of paper mache. So, yeah, I think we're going to try to get it filmed this summer. And, kind of like laundry list of scenes we want. Like, I want to drive a car through a wall of flames and have a cliff and a spike. Someone gets stuck on a spike. And... Did you have anything? I know we just discussed it that one day a couple months ago.
Well, we got the thing, too, where the thing gets the hell shot out of it. Like, everybody just unloads.
Ah, yes.
It's one of those great scenes where you got, like, a shitload of people and are just all shooting at something for the hell of it.
Yeah, I still got to figure out exactly where and when to film that, or shoot that.
And then, like, an action scene on a moving vehicle, you're going to that, too. So.
And then someone's going to get drugged behind the vehicle and thrown out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Possum's going to get hit with cars in a couple spots. What else? We have Wall of Flames. God, it seems... Well, I'm going to do more camera stuff, you know, like... focus tricks, and I just want to move the camera around more and do more stuff. Like, Port Washington was fairly static, which was kind of a byproduct of several factors, but... Yes, I think we should have a no tripod or very limited tripod use rule in this movie. I don't want it to be like
it's going to be Cloverfield.
I don't want it to be like a Paul Greengrass movie, but I just want it to be a little more loose. So we'll see. But yeah, it should be fun. I mean, I was working on the schedule this afternoon. I think we could, if we had like 4 solid Saturdays. Not in a row, but I think we could do the lion's share of it in that. Like, well, we're actually going to start filming it next week, or this weekend.
Yeah.
If everything goes right, so we'll see. And I've got my hat. Well, the big problem that we had on Port Washington was we would schedule these weekends, and Saturday was one thing, but then nobody would ever want to do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Everyone would be too tired or lazy or whatever. So this time, I'm just going to say, okay, it's Saturday. You know, what can we do on a Saturday? And that's going to be about it. So, yeah, wish us luck. All right, shall we move on to our actual topics?
Sure.
Which one do you want to start with?
I don't care. I have no opinion.
Okay, how about Egypt? Because Egypt came before space.
Because Egypt is cool, and how the hell did Egypt come before space?
People could go to Egypt before they could go to space.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. Okay.
You know, in like human history... In the beginning, there was Egypt, and then space. And God said it was good.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so Egypt. When did Egypt, like, start? Do you know?
Oh, God. Like, with all the pyramids and everything and all that stuff? Or
who, like, you know, slapped a rock on the ground and said, this is going to be Egypt?
This is Egypt?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was back, like, God, like 3000 BC, or maybe even a bit further back than that, even.
Was that the Bronze Age or the Iron Age? It was probably bronze, wasn't it?
Could have been. I never kept track of all the ages and stuff.
Wasn't it like, it was like stone? Was there a copper age, or did they just skip that? Because there was a time they had copper swords, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
You'd like whack somebody and the sword would bend in half. Well, not quite, but.
Be a hell of a sword. Hey, you could still kill somebody.
Well, actually, you know, it might have been the Copper Age because, when they used copper. I saw the show once, and they were trying to, like, recreate a pyramid, and these dudes who would chisel the stones out, they would have hammers, and then their chisels were actually made out of copper.
Oh.
And they didn't last very long, so they'd have to always have them get resharpened or whatever, so. Maybe copper was the pimpin' ore of choice back then.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so apparently Egypt started approximately 3000 BC, we think.
Yeah, I think it was between there and 4000, but that's a long goddamn time ago, basically.
Right, and so then, when did they start building the pyramids? Like,
I think that was like 2500 BC or something like that.
Was it the step period? The step pyramid, was that the first? I missed my step period.
I don't know if they know which one was the first, but that one was just... like a variation, basically.
It kind of looks like shit now.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
it looks
just like a big mound of crap, but it's still cool.
A big mound of crap. To all our listeners in Egypt, do not send hate mail.
Hey, I'd still go and see it.
I guess compared to the other pyramids, it's, you know, it's like a little off.
It's not quite as glamorous.
Yeah. So then they built the Great Pyramid, which is pretty cool, which was the tallest thing on Earth until the Eiffel Tower was built, which is quite
like
impressive.
4,000 years later.
Yeah, that thing must be pretty big. I'd like to go see that someday.
Yep. That's like the one place I gotta go before I die is Cairo and check those out.
Or City of Danger, as they call it in
Lego,
Indiana Jones,
yes. Quality game, by the way.
Okay, so isn't the deal with the pyramids that if you divide their size or something, it turns into pi?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Like all their... God, I don't know how it works. I've just heard it. But it's just... Yeah, all their dimensions are based off of pi. And the three pyramids at Giza are actually perfectly aligned to match Orion's belt. So in the constellation Orion, the three belt stars. It's like a perfect match. And then isn't it something like the shaft?
Yeah, in the Great Pyramid, points at the North Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because that's the shaft to heaven. I think that's what that means.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because the pyramid
is whatever they had for.
Well, I mean, all those ancient cultures basically worshipped the sky, or
yeah.
Ra was the sun god, as seen in Stargate.
Yes. And,
so basically, when you built pyramids, you're getting closer to God, which is a line from Nine Inch Nails song.
Nice.
Yes.
Getting all sorts of references.
Yeah,
in
only
here.
On the bedheck.com podcast will you have these kind of segues. Written by Jeff Bridges smoking a cigar.
Yes! Yeah. Right there's reason enough to go see Iron Man.
I wonder when that'll come out on Blu-ray.
Probably like freaking Christmas time or
something.
See,
I mean, you know, new movies, you know, I could justify buying those on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did finally buy I bought my first Blu-ray movie that I didn't have on, already had on DVD.
Oh, that's right.
Yes! Terminator 3!
Yes! The best of the long overdue and too late sequels.
Terminator 3 pisses all over Indiana Jones. You know, I bet went on Rotten Tomatoes, though, it probably has a lower score than Indiana Jones.
Oh, I'm sure it does, but
it's stupid.
It wipes the floor with it, though.
I'm surprised you were more apologetic about it than I was, and you know, but the critics seem to like it.
Yeah, I mean, even though I was like apologetic, I still said I'd only give it like 2 out of 4.
Okay, but the critics seemed to. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it had like a 79%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes, which is actually pretty good on there.
Yeah.
I was just like, why? It's like people were afraid to say that Indiana Jones 4 sucked.
They weren't afraid to say that about Phantom Menace. It had a higher tomato rating than Phantom Menace. That was only like 63. I don't even think that one was fresh.
And Phantom Menace is way better.
I would agree because it has Jar Jar Binks in it.
Yes!
But the effects are better. The story makes sense. The directing is more. It's better.
Yeah, it's more coherent.
And at least it has a place in the story. And there's no refrigerators in it.
Oh,
lame.
But, yeah, Egypt.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently, like, if you make a mummy, the cells are still capable of living. You ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I mean, it's not like the mummy's, like, going to get up and shake your hand. Oh, speaking of that, when are you going to get your HD DVD of The Mummy?
Hopefully this week.
Yes!
I got the Scorpion King last week.
You're lucky we have the same mother.
Speaking of movies that are better than Indy 4.
That would be a lot of speaking.
Yeah.
The Scorpion King was kind of like Terminator 3. I mean, it's not nearly as good, but it was far better than it had any right to be.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because it had Chuck Russell, who had directed
Arnold in Eraser.
Which is a very good movie. I don't care
what
you say. It's so stupid. People get so hung up on, oh, the alligators look fake. And then they hold that against the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
But it's like, even though the alligators were fake, it allowed for a great Arnold one-liner. So,
yep.
Who gives a shit?
You know, honestly, I don't think the alligators in Eraser look any worse than, like, half the stuff in Indiana Jones 4.
So, yes, newsflash. Indiana Jones 4 isn't that good. It's
so,
like beating a dead horse.
Okay, so then I guess Ramses II, who was, you know, Yul Brynner, he lived to be like 90.
Pharaoh High.
He lived to be like 90 something, and he had like red hair.
Jesus,
yeah, I guess.
I didn't know about the red hair.
Yeah, they found his mummy, and
well, Yul Brynner didn't have any hair though.
But, okay, I mean, the real Ramses II, who probably kind of looked like Yul Brynner, probably smoked.
Yeah. All day and all night.
Well, anyway, I guess he was a pretty successful pharaoh.
Yeah?
I mean, except for the whole Moses kicking his ass thing, which...
Well, I mean...
Yeah. I guess if you go in Egypt, you can actually... I've read that you can actually find the spots where they chiseled his name off. You know, like
really?
They say in the movie. I said the movie, not the Bible. That movie's awesome.
Yes.
I'd buy that in
It is.
Why not?
Cool, actually.
Yeah, they Who is the next Charlton Heston, or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
We don't have, like, a next anybody anymore.
They should have America's next top Republican action movie star. That's what they need to have on television.
Yeah, because Bruce and Arnold are getting a little long in the tooth. They're still cool, but, you know.
Bruce Willis isn't that old. I mean, he's younger than most of those other people.
Yeah, but, I mean, still. He's in his 50s now. It's like, you know, there needs to be some, like, 30-year-old dude that can...
I think he should try to get Demi back. He should go, like, break Ashton Kutcher's ass. I mean, shouldn't Ashton Kutcher be, like, going after, like, some young buck anyway, like Jessica Alba?
Yeah, he should be, like, banging Jessica Biel or something. Although I think she can do way better than him, but still.
I'm sad. Jessica Biel lost my poll on my site.
I know. She was, like, third place.
That's lame.
She's way cooler than Alba.
Yeah, every time Jessica Biel's in a movie, she at least gets down to her skivvies or something. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Not in Elizabethtown, but...
She did in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Yeah.
Okay, we've got Jessica Biel in our movie. Yeah, and she's trying to prove this guy's not gay. What could we have her do?
I know.
Or it's like, I know. Let's have Jessica Biel jump on this ball. In stealth.
God.
Oh, that movie sucked. Mammal warning!
Oh, no. The horror.
It's terrible. But no, I mean, you know, she's kind of like a girl next door. Jessica Alba is kind of like the new Jennifer Lopez.
I'm pretty sure. She did pump her kid out, though, I guess.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
What did she name it? Like Beatrix Moonglow Potter?
I don't know. It's probably on IMDb, but...
Oh, it's probably front page on Yahoo. Let's see.
I think that's where I saw it, was on IMDb, that she'd had her kid.
Oh, no. Corn futures hit record high. Oh, entertainment. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Let's see. How about Pear? That's what she's going to call it, is Pear.
No, that would be Gwyneth Paltrow's new kid. Honor Marie Warren. Okay.
Hey, it's like Honor Blackman, a.k.a. Pussy Galore.
There's a website in Grand Theft Auto, which is about naming your new baby. And... It talks about celebrities. It has, like, this whole list of names. It's pretty funny. It's like Dweezil, Zubel, Zappa,
oh God,
Woods,
yeah.
Creek, and then they throw Phil in there. And one of them was 2.0. The internet is really funny on that game. So,
because it's like Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Tom and Katie, both fairly normal names. But then Suri is their child's name. And then Brad and Angelina, which Angelina's, you know, a bit different, but it
equals
could be
Brangelina.
Angelina. Yeah. But then they have Shiloh.
Maybe they like that Neil Diamond song.
Well, that would be understandable.
See, why do you have some Neil Diamond on Rock Band?
Yes!
That's what people
that
want.
That would be awesome. Forever in Blue Jeans.
Yes! What's that one song? Oh, Cherry Baby, you know?
Yeah, and you have Cracklin' Rosie and Kentucky Woman.
Mm-hmm. All who shines of their own kind of light.
And you could do America.
Yes!
That'd be awesome.
What about Simon and Garfunkel? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Some of their stuff could work.
What about Billy Joel? Or, you said there's some Eagles on Guitar Hero 4?
Yeah, there's supposedly they've got some Eagles song. But, yeah, I could see some Billy Joel. I mean, I've not a huge fan of his work, but I can acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of people that know his music.
Okay, how about Bruce Springsteen? I know you like
Bruce
Springsteen. He plays guitars.
I actually went on, because they have a request a song feature on Rock Band's website, so I've gone on there and requested some of his stuff.
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh.
It goes into some black hole, probably. They're just like...
Black hole sun?
We'll put a thing on our site so people can feel like they have some sort of input into the song selection process, but...
They should have Sophie B. Hawkins on there.
I did put that Black Horse in a Cherry Tree song by K.T. Tunstall on there.
Oh yeah, people would like that one.
Because women like singing that one, too, so...
What is that song about? Have you figured that out yet?
Oh, it's about, like, the black horse is a guy, and the cherry tree is a woman.
Oh, okay. Because I thought she was going to marry a horse in that, and I'm like, what is this, like Tennessee or something?
Yeah. Well, hey, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Okay, hold on a second. So far, we've ripped on Jessica Alba, Tennessee, Egypt, and that's about it so far, right? For anyone keeping track.
Yeah, not too bad. But,
didn't Jerry Springer marry a horse? Or did someone marry a horse in a show?
Probably.
Okay.
But yeah, there's...
Go ahead.
I think it's like the black horse at some point in the song, like, wants to marry her, but then she turns him down. And
yeah, she says,
and,
no, 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 no.
Yeah.
And no,
then she goes,
no, no.
Woohoo!
See, that's one I like to hear people carry on.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you want to make a hit female country song, just complain about some guy who cheated on you and hurt him in some way. I mean, you either had to, like, tie him up in a sack and dump him in a lake, or smash his car.
Smash his car.
But whatever you do, you have to break the law.
Yes. Because it's perfectly fine.
See, I had this problem with Carrie Underwood. I mean, not only was I sick of that song, but, you know, she's supposed to be, like, this Christian singer and all this, and I'm like, she's, like, talking about, like, smashing up people's cars, but then I remembered the part in the Bible where Jesus goes into the temple, and he sees all the moneylenders, and he's like, this ain't gonna fly.
Oh, yeah, and so then he smashed
the hell out of that place.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in God of War, except for, you know, it was Jesus.
So, Carrie Underwood has parallels to Jesus.
He's like, Judas, you will not betray me! I am the Son of God!
Yes!
Wow, this podcast is all over the fucking map.
Yes! It's out of control. But hey, Egypt was around when Jesus was around.
Were they really relevant? I mean, Rome
was
the new hotness.
They weren't really relevant. I mean, you know, Julius Caesar went down and banged Cleopatra, and so did Mark Anthony, if you know, buy the Cleopatra movie anyway.
Oh, that movie wasn't very good.
Hey, I like it.
Oh. You do?
Yes.
Oh. Richard Burton's cool.
I like those, like, big, bloated epics from back in the day.
What about the Bible? I heard that one wasn't very good.
I never saw
the movie,
that.
Not the Bible itself. I'm not going to rip on the Bible. That's too far. Even though I just suggested Jesus was the God of War. Anyway, God, I haven't watched Ben-Hur in a while.
Yes,
that's a good movie. It's like, I know this man.
I watched that one not too long ago.
Yeah,
but yes, he is gone.
Damn it.
He could ride the hell out of a chariot, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, so then in Egypt, Moses was there or whatever, and all that happened, but
yeah,
I guess...
freed the slaves and all that or whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, whatever anyone's interpretation of that is, they managed to be okay, I guess, in Egypt. I guess he must have had to, like, just, you know, get some scabs in there to build the pyramids. Oh, God. It's like, we're the local 101st Cairo unit. No pyramids are going up without us say-so. Capiche? Okay, we got unions in there. Who else can we rip off?
Nice.
But Egypt's really cool, and it's neat, the stuff they built, and... Even today, we're not exactly sure how they did it. Probably just aliens helped, but...
I'm sure. Because there's, like, the stuff where it... What is it? There's, like, you know, crap over in South America and, like, Mexico and all that, where it's very similar to what was going on in Egypt. So it's like...
You mean pyramids?
Yeah, you know, and...
Well, but think about it. A pyramid is the easiest way to make something that's tall and stable.
Yeah.
And since most of the religions were based around... the sky god or god sky or
but where
sky
did that
captain.
Where did that come from though? Maybe the aliens came down from the sky.
That's
and so
possible.
That's why they
could be,
you know.
Did we ever we talked about biblical aliens once, didn't we?
Yeah,
that one podcast.
Yeah.
You ever see that stuff where that all the, especially like the medieval art, there's like a lot of like flying saucer kind of imagery in it and
mm-hmm.
stuff. There's even like some famous photograph painting of Madonna and Child or whatever, and there's these things in the background that can be construed as UFOs.
Nice.
So,
it's because aliens kick ass.
Well, I was reading some alien conspiracy websites once, and apparently some aliens claim to have built Jesus or something.
Is he built like a car?
Bang a gong. Well, this is another one. There's like some ancient emperor in China who people think was a robot sent from outer space.
Wow.
I had to look that up. It's kind of interesting to read.
And I gotta check this crap out.
Oh, what was it? There's some... Oh, some sort of discs were found in China. They're like three circular stone discs, and they had engravings on them, so they're almost like data discs.
Okay.
And they're several thousand years old, and... Yeah. We should do a podcast about that kind of stuff. You know, like Mystery Hunter.
Yeah.
Which was going to be a movie once that we wanted to do. but that's what's so cool about these old cultures. I mean, who knows what happened back then?
Yeah.
And it's interesting to try to figure it out. One thing I think is kind of annoying and limiting is, you know, nowadays everyone's all into science and computers and text messages. You know, it's cool when they dig up Egypt crap and stuff, but... But then they're always like, oh, you know, there's always a scientific explanation for everything, or the whole Christian Science thing. I know that's completely different, but it's like, you know what? Why, you know, maybe there was aliens back then, or maybe they did have some sort of, maybe they did have Baghdad batteries, or maybe the Ark of the Covenant was a giant capacitor to kill people. It's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when we all die or whatever happens, or, you know, there's too many cell phones on Earth and we all die of cell phone cancer, and they're digging us up 1,000 years from now. They'd be like, oh, there's no way they could have done this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's all relative.
And they dig up all these, you know, old hard drives and shit and don't know what the hell they are. And
they're all filled with porn or prawns.
And we have, you know, no data, like, written down anymore, so nobody will know what the hell we even did with our time on Earth.
That's true. I'd be like, oh, what's this fat 3-2 flyle slicedom? This is like hieroglyphics. Yeah, until they find the Rosetta Stone.
Oh, yeah.
The Rosetta Stone will be like a 386 computer or something, and that's how they'll figure everything out. Well, I mean, well, hey, that actually involves Egypt.
Yes.
We came back.
Wow, we made it.
Well, they couldn't read the hieroglyphics until they found that thing, like in 1836 or something.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that, you know, people just go over to Egypt and loot all the tombs or raid them.
And is that like a, you know, Warcraft thing or not?
You know,
really?
I think I might have even, this is going to be really sacrilegious, I think I might have even liked Tomb Raider 1 better than Indiana Jones 4.
Well, okay, it did have the nice slow motion running
right
at the end.
And it did have shooting, and it did have a robot.
And it had Bond.
Yep, it was by no means a good movie, but at least there was stuff, like,
yeah,
again,
stuff happened in it. Yeah.
And there actually were like, well, I know that's a real stretch, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far, but at least it had Angelina Jolie to, like, look at in it, I guess, so what the hell.
Big lips!
Oh,
I wonder if,
man,
John Voight is going to be back in Transformers 2.
Oh, I'm sure.
The spawner of Angelina Jolie. You know, he has pretty normal-sized lips.
I don't know if I've ever even seen her mother. Maybe that's where they came from.
Yeah.
Another unexplained mystery. Angelina Jolie's lips. Because I don't think they're Botox, because she had them, like, you know,
before,
like a
decade
ago. So.
Well, she created the Botox Vogue. Everyone's like, we got to look like Angelina Jolie. So everyone started injecting Botox. And well, no, it's collagen in your lips, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think that is it, yeah. Some sort of horse shit.
They inject real-life horse shit into the lips.
Hey, it's a renewable resource.
You know, I really can't think of any movie of hers that I've actually really thought was... I like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. What was that other movie she was in?
She was in the two Tomb Raiders, neither of which were very good.
Yeah. That movie where she was a bride, or whatever, male or
Original Sin. Yeah, God. I didn't see that Mighty Heart movie,
because
I didn't
Hackers?
Need to be depressed. I never watched all of that.
She was in Pushing 10 with...
oh, yeah, that's actually a decent movie.
And what's his face?
Billy Bob.
Yep. Who was in Armageddon?
But was he in a movie that involved Egypt? He was in a movie that involved space.
Yeah, which we haven't talked about yet. I guess we'll have to say that for next time. He's been in a couple movies in space because he had the astronaut farmer. Yep, then he had Armageddon, where he had like that thing on his leg. And is that all the space movies he's been in?
I think so, but...
You know, if they're making all these fourth quills, why don't they make Evil Dead 4? That's what people want.
Ugh. See, there's a series of movies I never really got into. I mean, they're okay, but... I don't know. I just don't really care about them.
I like the second one. Yeah, the first one I don't think is that good. Yeah. It's some sort of classic, but it's... It's too low budget. Not like I can talk, but...
Yeah, God.
You'd wonder if Sam Raimi's ever going to get tired of making Spider-Man movies.
Well, I thought... God, wasn't he getting, like, wined and dined to do some other movie here?
Well, they talk about maybe him doing The Hobbit, but now Del Toro...
Oh, yeah, Del Toro's doing that. Because supposedly, like, if... Well, I'm sure they will make another Spider-Man, but it was, like, Kirsten and... Toby probably wouldn't be back for it, and it's like, well, why even make it then?
Oh, speaking of that, isn't Jake Gyllenhaal the Prince of Persia now?
Yes. Hey, there's video game themed shit, and then there's gonna be some movie about Nolan Bushnell that's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
He was almost gonna have to replace Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 2 because I guess his back was so wrecked after Seabiscuit, which was an okay movie.
Yeah. Hey, that had Jeff Bridges in it, I believe.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah, he had, like, a car. Wait, was it Jeff Bridges or Jeff Daniels? Because they're easy to confuse.
I thought Bridges was in that. Was he? Maybe he wasn't.
No, wait, Jeff Daniels was... Who's the guy that... Oh, that was... Who's the guy in Casper? That was Lone Star, wasn't it? From, God, so many of these actors are interchangeable. Lone Star! Bill Pullman. You should see Altered States. You like... weird movies and Slick Willy Hurt, you'd be all over that movie.
I guess I'll have to bum it off Dale. I'm sure he has it.
I'm pretty sure he does.
God, I thought Bridges was in Seabiscuit.
God, I think it was Jeff Daniels, unless I'm getting confused.
Look it up.
With Pleasantville, which had Jeff Daniels
yes!
and Tobey Maguire.
And Kicks Ass.
Okay, what
it also had
this?
Reese
this
Witherspoon and
Seabiscuit?
Joan Allen.
Seabiscuit?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the dumbed down name for Seabiscuit?
Horse.
Yeah, we have this game where you take a movie or a thing and you think of the most dumbed
there
down
There it
name
is, Jeff Bridges!
Yep. It was him.
So I think he's the guy that, like, owns the horse.
Yeah, and he's, like, car man. Remember, yep. He, like, has, like, a Stanley steamer, which used to be a car, not a cleaning service.
Yes.
And he takes it apart, and then...
Things happen.
Okay, so that was Jeff Bridges. Yahoo.
Okay, good. My memory is still marginally intact.
Horse.
Yeah, I think we did explain the alternate title game one time, because, like, Indiana Jones is Whip Guy.
And then some new ones on Lost, like, oh. Time Man. Time Man. Time Man is that guy on Lost who has, like, the dark hair and appears in different time zones, like, talks to Locke as a kid, so...
But he always looks the same,
so... his name is Time Man.
Yeah. See, like, they did a good job naming Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because it's just... Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I guess it could have been Iron Guy.
Sex in the City. There's a city, and they have sex in it.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty self-explanatory. Although, I haven't seen that movie, but I'm sure it could be called, like, Shoes as well. Because I'm sure they buy shoes in it. I mean,
oh, I can't imagine they don't.
Yeah,
like,
they'd have to.
Wally probably should have been, like, you know, Robot Garbage Man or something. Or Garbage Bot.
What was... Oh, Waterworld was Pee Drinking Fish Man.
Yes. That's awesome. Outlaw Josie Whale should just be Clint Kills Everybody.
That can be most of his movies. Or Pissed Confederate. Or Spit. So, yeah, Egypt is cool. And so what's this about the Sphinx is going to, like, fall down someday, I've read?
I wouldn't be surprised. The thing's been kind of abused over the years.
Didn't
by
Napoleon,
Napoleon,
like, shoot its head off or something? Or its nose?
That's why its nose is missing, is because Napoleon had his troops shoot at its nose.
He wanted to look like Michael Jackson, or what?
Because he's an asshole.
Okay, here's one. Do you think Michael Jackson still has a nose, or do you think it's a prosthetic?
Prosthetic.
For real?
Sure.
Okay.
Although Nicole Kidman's nose is starting to almost look suspiciously like Michael Jackson's, so...
Maybe her and Michael Jackson had, like, a fling, there was some sort of sexually transmitted nose deformity, which
maybe
would be a STND.
Maybe that's why Tom got rid of her. He found out that she, like, slept with Michael Jackson. And he's like, I can't have this.
Okay, yeah, so what is with this Leonardo DiCaprio, Nolan Bushnell biopic?
Yeah, I don't know why anybody wants to... make that.
Oh, you know, it's probably why, like, that King of, because that King of Kong movie was successful or whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
That just seems just completely, it should be like Seth Rogen or someone like that, you know?
Yeah.
It needs to be like someone
like a geek.
Yeah.
Basically.
You mean, I mean, what one was he like? He was Howard Hughes or whatever in that one movie? I mean, I could buy that. But, yeah, I mean, all these people back in the 70s that invented all this video game crap, they're all like, you know, hippie, stoner, MIT guys, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not Leonardo DiCaprio.
So is Scorsese directing this thing?
Probably.
Because, like, DiCaprio doesn't seem to do anything unless Scorsese's got a hand in it.
And then at the end, Nolan Bushnell will walk out of an elevator, and then Al Acorn will shoot him, and then Steve Wozniak will come up and shoot Al Acorn, and then Steve Jobs will come up and shoot Steve Wozniak. And then it'll win Best Picture.
And then Bill Gates will shoot Steve Jobs right at the end.
Yeah, maybe young Bill Gates will be in that Nolan Bushnell movie.
God. Ugh.
You know, one thing about... Disclaimer, I actually met Nolan Bushnell once. And, you know, he did a lot of cool stuff, but... I'm not sure about his relevance pretty much since then. And Chuck E. Cheese was cool, but since then... I mean, he's done a lot of interesting different things, but, you know...
Yeah, he's not really... Well, he's not relevant anymore.
Right, whereas, I mean, like, Howard Hughes... did all sorts of cool stuff even after, like, the end of the movie, which is too bad they didn't touch on, but, you know, he did so many more things, you know, he, like, you know, made movies and chased What's-Her-Face in an airplane, and, you know, there's lots of stuff that he did.
Well, and he had that huge airplane that he tried to fly or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
that was, like, towards
goose.
The end, wasn't it? And then, of course, you know, he sat around and, you know, saved his piss in bottles in his, you know, hotel room or whatever, but, you know,
right, well, that's
fun.
The kind of stuff you gotta have in a movie, you know, you gotta have the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
So the Nolan Bushnell movie, he'll go to college, he'll make computer space in his daughter's bedroom, then he'll convert a roller rink into Atari and make a Pong machine, and then I'm sure they'll actually have him still part of Atari when the Atari 7600 comes out, 2600 comes out. I don't think he actually was, though. And he had to sell Atari to Warner Brothers so Atari could afford to develop the 2600. So he was kind of irrelevant pretty early on.
Yeah.
Does anyone really want a movie like that? I mean, I won't go see it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's probably why they're putting DiCaprio in it, is to make it so people will go and see it, you know?
See... Why not make it about some, like, colossal failure, like Ed Wood?
Yes!
See, a movie like Ed Wood is far more interesting than, like, The Aviator, or whatever they called that movie.
Although Ed Wood only made, like, $2 in the theater.
But it was better!
But it's a great movie.
Because failure is more interesting than success. I mean, look at American television.
Yep. Yeah.
Same.
American Idol is a, you know, great... representation of this concept in practice. So,
well, okay, we sort of talked about Egypt and not space at all in this podcast, but
maybe by the third podcast we'll finally get to space.
And I do want to write my 28 Dresses Later intro and get that out.
starring Mila Jovovich, coming to a podcast near you.
Mila Jovovich, the queen of Blu-ray.
She's like the high priestess of Blu-ray.
They need to make another Fifth Element movie, damn it.
Yes, the Sixth Element.
Yes! There could be, like, another Lilu Dallas multipass woman that would fall out of the sky or whatever happened, and...
The problem is they'd probably have it be that chick from Serenity. She seems like what Hollywood would consider to be a logical choice for such a role.
Man, that would be, like, the best movie ever.
Yeah, they could have Oldman come back somehow.
Sure, maybe he, like, he had his hand in that gun, and they find his hand, and they, like, reconstruct him just like they did with...
Yes!
Mila. And he'd come out and be like, yeah, I'm Zorg. I'm back.
Zorg here.
Voila, the ZF-1!
Then, of course, Bruce can come back, because, I mean, why not?
Yes! And then he could get hit over the head with an Iron Cross statue, and then glare at it.
See, that'd be a too-late sequel that would only be a sequel. It wouldn't be, like, number 4 or, you know, 15 or whatever.
Well, if they can make, like, The Lost Boys 2.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The shit nobody cares about. You know, take a secret movie that everyone loves, like The Fifth Element, and make a sequel.
Yeah. Ugh. Jesus, what won't they try to pull out of the grave?
You saved my life, so I'll spare yours. For now.
I love that where he's, like, sitting at that desk, and he's got, like, that goofy little pet with, like, the long, like, the elephant-type snout on it and stuff.
What is the purpose of this thing?
It's so cool, though. And then it just sits there and watches him when he's choking on that cherry.
Yeah, and he points at his back.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh. But he's like, he pets it later on, remember?
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Torture me after the president. I don't care. Just find little stones. Oh, man. That's something to be for Halloween. Be Zorg.
That'd be a hell of an outfit.
You have to walk around with, like, a skull cap and, like, a shiny coat. Yeah. And a ZF-1.
And he'd have to, like, walk with a limp.
Oh, yeah. Fire 1 million. Oh, that's a hell of a movie.
Yes.
I love his apartment in that. It's so shitty.
Yeah, it's so small, too.
Yeah.
Like how the bed goes into the wall and the shower, like, comes up out of the floor and everything.
Says, no, I am a meat popsicle.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And hey, that... Don't they go to Egypt in that movie?
They do!
So, hey, there we go! Hey,
it even starts in Egypt with Luke Perry!
Yes! That's right, yeah, because he's, like, reading the hieroglyphics and shit off the wall, yeah. And aliens come down!
Yes! They're like, we're back! You know what I wondered in that movie? You know when that thing flies and they stop it just outside Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's where the moon came from, you know, like 5,000 years before the last time. You, what evil first came to Earth?
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
And that's why it has a strange orbit.
Ah, because it's really rotation. An evil ball. I wonder who stopped it 5,000 years ago. Like, was there a Bruce Willis back then?
Could have been. Maybe his, you know, long-lost relative. Maybe okay. Maybe Charlton Heston stopped it back 5,000 years ago.
Here's the question, though. When those Mondo Shiwen are... As you can tell, I've seen this movie plenty of times. They stick his hand in the door and the key comes out, and he's like, only life important, and he takes the key.
Yeah.
So why aren't they in there when they come back?
Mm.
You know, like all rotted and stinky with flies?
Yeah, I think that's probably a... Well, who knows, maybe the aliens came back and, like, removed the evidence or something.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But it's probably just, like, an oversight on the part of the filmmakers, I would imagine, but... Like any of the kind of oddball stuff in Star Wars, if you care enough, you can explain it away.
And if you care enough, you probably don't care.
Yes.
And you let it go. All right, well, we have occasionally talked about Egypt in this podcast, but we should probably get going.
We didn't even talk about King Tut, but oh well.
Well, you know, King Tut's shit probably wasn't even that great. Compared to all the others. I mean, he was like king for like what?
Yeah, he was like 18 or something.
Yeah, 2 years. He was like the Gerald Ford of pharaohs, you know? And he look at all that shit he had. Can you imagine someone like Ramses?
Yeah.
Who was like a pimp daddy pharaoh? He probably had like just a solid gold tomb. It was probably like just a huge block of gold. And then, you know, like everyone, it got stolen over the years by, you know, tomb raiders.
But not Angelina Jolie.
But that's something to think about. Like, if King Tut had that much, what about a greater pharaoh? See, yeah, you know, what in the old, those old days, you know, they had tombs and gold and, let's just say, booby traps. And, like, why don't we have that now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when Jerry Carter kicks off. Jimmy Carter. I was thinking about him, arch nemesis.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You know, why not give him, like, a golden sarcophagus, you know, and put it in a tomb filled with booby traps? I mean, that would be awesome.
Behind Mount Rushmore.
Yes! Then Nicolas Cage would be like, I've got to go in there. I'm tired. See, that's what eccentric billionaires should do, is have booby-trapped tombs.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, look, the pharaohs were eccentric millionaires, or billionaires, or what doubloonanaires, whatever
the hell they were,
Who wants to be a drachma denier? All right, well, I think we've wasted enough of your time. America's Next Top Pharaoh will be back next week.
With Yul Brynner.